Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about our next big investment move. Today we're diving deep into B2 Gold, ticker BTG, a gold producer that's been turning heads with its operational momentum and forward-looking growth story. Gold prices have been on fire lately, and B2 Gold is right in the middle of a re-rating setup that could unlock serious upside if they execute on their pipeline. Let's start with the basics on the company. B2 Gold operates three key mines across Mali, the Philippines, and Namibia, with the Fekola mine in Mali serving as the flagship asset. Headquartered in Vancouver, the company focuses on low-cost gold production while actively exploring in places like Uzbekistan and Finland. With around 2,200 full-time employees and a market cap hovering near $6.3 billion, at a share price around 4.7, it's a mid-tier player that's punching above its weight in efficiency. Revenue has shown impressive growth recently. In fiscal 2025, the company reported over $3.06 billion in revenue, a big jump from $1.9 billion the prior year, driven largely by higher gold output and favorable pricing. The bulk comes from gold and silver ores, with geographic diversification helping smooth out any regional hiccups. On the earnings front, Q1 2026 delivered better-than-expected results across the board. All mines beat production targets. Adjusted EPS came in at 0.19 versus a 0.11 consensus, and all-in sustaining costs stayed well-controlled despite a minor fire setback at the Goose Mine. Full-year guidance held steady, which tells me management is confident the long-term ramp-up to 2027 remains on track. Looking at the latest earnings call commentary, leadership highlighted how they met revised 2024 production goals amid execution pressures and expressed optimism for 2025 growth from existing assets. They noted the transitional nature of 2026 costs tied to Goose ramp-up and prepay obligations, but emphasized that normalization should drive stronger free cash flow and output above 300,000 ounces annually from 2027 onward. Turning to the balance sheet and cash flows, total assets sit at about $5.87 billion with solid liquidity, including a current ratio near 1.19. Free cash flow turned positive in the most recent period at around $66 million, supported by operating cash flow of nearly $893 million. Debt to equity remains manageable at 0.14, and the company continues returning capital through dividends and buybacks. From a valuation perspective, the trailing PE sits around 12.1, while forward multiples look even more attractive at roughly 5.8 for 2026 and dropping toward 4.2 by 2027 as production scales. The price-to-sales ratio of 1.79, combined with a free cash flow yield near 6.5%, suggests the stock trades at a discount to its growth potential, especially if gold stays strong. Now for the SWOT breakdown. Strengths include consistent production beats, robust margins around 54% gross, and a diversified asset base that reduces single-country risk. Weaknesses center on elevated 2026 all-in sustaining costs during the Goose transition and some exposure to Mali political noise. Opportunities lie in Fekola permitting, Goose circuit upgrades, international expansion, and a new CEO bringing fresh strategic ideas. Threats involve cost inflation, permitting delays, and broader gold price volatility. Looking at recent performance, BTG has delivered strong results with a 91.8% gain over the past year and 42% over 3 months, outpacing much of the gold sector. Short-term momentum remains positive, though volatility around earnings and geopolitical headlines can create buying dips. Wrapping up, B2 Gold looks like a compelling long-term play for gold bulls who want operational leverage and a clear path to higher free cash flow starting in 2027. The re-rating catalysts are building, the balance sheet supports growth, and the valuation leaves room for upside if management nails execution. As always, do your own research and consider your risk tolerance before jumping in. Thanks for watching. Hit that like button if this breakdown helped, and subscribe for more deep dive analyses.